The following telephone recordings were made by Evan Dorbell in the summer of 1978. This narration is being done in 2007. Bowling Green, Virginia, in the Tidewater telephone area, seems like just another independent step, until you dial around the local calling area. Let's start with regular old independent step stuff. We'll get a dial tone and dial something that is a blocked level, get the reorder. From Ladysmith, we heard this reorder through a funny transmission system, something analog that I'm not familiar with, which made the tones kind of have this rolling phase modulation kind of thing. But here's what it really sounds like. Almost every other independent step, there is a callback circuit, which you can use to ring your own phone. But instead, let's dial into the callback circuit, dial something that's a vacant level, and then dial some more digits to superimpose the reorder or busy onto the local recording. Accomplishes absolutely nothing, but it's kind of cool to do. However, since I do it in just about every independent step I visit, it may get a little old eventually. So if somebody out there is getting sick of hearing me do that, you just let me know. Give me a sign, and then I'll probably get... Okay. Well, anyway, here's what you hear in Bowling Green when you're receiving a call from the callback circuit. This'll happen if you use it to ring your own number or if a party on your line is calling you. Now, the last thing we did from Ladysmith was to make a call through the operator. At that time, it was a Bell System cord board. Now, by the summer of 1978, the cord board has been retired, and we have the newer system, TSPS. This actually allows zero-plus dialing. Here's zero plus a vacant code. The TSPS recording will come on, and all of this is on N1 carrier. You can hear the way the N1 carrier sort of rings along with the voice of the recording and the reorder tone. The series of clicks you hear after I dial and before the recording comes on is associated with the automatic number identification system in Bowling Green. You don't hear this, but it does MF my telephone number. This N1 carrier trunk is typical in the way that it rings along with the sounds, but it lacks the usual howls in the 5 to 700 hertz range that you hear most of the time on N1s, but not always.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording.
In the late 1970s, while cord boards were being replaced with TSPS, generally speaking, they didn't activate OnePlus dialing in post-pay coin areas. The whole purpose of OnePlus dialing from a coin phone is to have the operator come on at the beginning, ask for the money, and then drop out to take other calls. Well, since with post-pay, the operator's got to stay on the line for the whole call anyway, perhaps they just felt it was better just leave it as it is and let people dial zero if they wanted to pay for the call with coins. Here I'm going to dial zero and just ask the TSPS operator to complete my call for me. And again, it's on N1 carrier.
May I help you?
Yes, could you get me area code 516-593-983?
You want to pay for it, sir?
Mm-hmm.
One moment.
The number you have reached, LY39883, has been changed. The new number is area code 212-877-5352 in New York City.
What was the area code and number again you gave me the first time?
Yeah, I forgot. It's been changed. I'll call the other number later.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
The TSPS trunk does go on hook when it's through with you. Now, in most steps, that cuts you off to dial tone, but as you've heard on the last two calls, here it goes to a reorder. Why they felt they had to do that, I have no idea. In any case, I had to hang up a long time to get off that reorder tone, so it doesn't appear to be a lockout relay associated with the phone line. It appears to actually be some relay in the trunk circuit for the zero trunk. From Ladysmith, we heard the Bowling Green supervision test three times. There were two different carrier systems, and sometimes Ladysmith was adding a tone to it. Here, let's just hear it as it is locally. We'll also get to hear the way the Bowling Green ring really sounds. Now that we can hear Bowling Green's tones close up, that weird carrier system that made them sound so strange. is becoming a fading memory. But all we have to do is call back to Ladysmith from here, and there it is. Here's a Ladysmith ring. That sounds so cool, it's hard to believe the ring really doesn't roll like that. Now let's dial 448, the code for Ladysmith, and just sit there. It's an NX2, so eventually it has to time out to a reorder. The tone of the reorder will be noticeably modulated by this transmission system. hear something like that and you wonder what country you're calling. Actually, I understand the NX2 has something to do with something European. I don't remember the exact history. It is also called a UN2 in many places in the United States, and as far as I know, that's the same switch. But that tone reminds me of something I heard once calling into Mexico. Now, normally, the rings in Mexico sound basically like this. But there was one time that I got a ring that had this very strange rolling modulation in it, and I'm now kind of thinking that maybe it's this sort of a carrier system in Mexico that caused it. The next call is to the recording in Ladysmith, which you may notice has been re-recorded since we were there last summer. 448 is the office code in Ladysmith. I'll be dialing 448. We connect to the trunk on the 8. And then 111 is enough to get the recording. For some reason, the NX2 intercepts the vacant 1,000 groups. There are no 448 1,000 numbers on only 3 digits instead of 4. Bowling Green does have an intercept recording too, although we didn't hear it from Ladysmith because I didn't know a vacant number at the time, and the vacant levels were going to reorder, but now we can call it locally. Here I have a tape of calling it, I believe, through the callback circuit, and this time not superimposing the busy tone.
Bowling Green, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
We also have not heard a busy number in Bowling Green, although we did hear the busy signal tone on the callback circuit. Here's the sound of dialing the number of my payphone, which of course will be busy. Funny how this independent step that has a really generic dial tone has these interesting things to call. We had TSPS on N1 carrier.
Please check the number and dial again.
We've got Ladysmith on this analog transmission system that changes the tone quality. And now we've got an all relay system in Port Royal we can call into on basic plain old wire trunks. From Bowling Green, the 7 and the 4 are absorbed, and then the 2 cuts into this trunk. Some of this noise is coming from the wire trunk, but most of it is coming from power supply hums in the Port Royal switch. For some reason, this particular switch, and maybe this switch type in general, has a lot of power supply hums that change as you're dialing a number. On this call, however, we're just going to dial a vacant 1,000 digit and get that compromise busy slash reorder. That is such a cool, wiry, metallic, organic in a funny sort of way sound. The combination of the trunk and that tone. It's really strange because that's a tone that people are supposed to actually hear. But when I listen to that, it's almost as if I'm, well, I don't know, it feels like I've gone into a basement somewhere and I'm looking at a heating element inside some sort of a machine that is not meant to be looked at, but you open it up and, you know, it's glowing red and it just has that kind of a feeling to it. At least from my point of view. Now let's call a working number within the Port Royal all relay system, and I'll explain as best I can what's happening digit by digit. I dialed a 7. This is the sound of the unbalanced power on the Bowling Green first selector. Having the dial tone in the background on the selectors like this is really more of a bell system thing, but it's not surprising that it would happen on any step. We've stopped the dial tone, but we really haven't gone anywhere. 7 is an absorbed digit, and unfortunately the logic of the first selectors in Bowling Green is not clear from the tape. I know they did something unusual because the local prefix is 633. All of those digits absorb when you call Bowling Green numbers, yet the code for the callback circuit is 3, and that cuts right in. For that to be possible, this is not a normal digit-absorbing selector, but that's pretty much all we know. Now the 4, at this point, will also absorb, and then the 2 will cut into the Port Royal trunk. As I said earlier, most of this hum is not the trunk, but the switching equipment in Bowling Green. I'll dial the thousands digit now. Now that was a very unstep-like connecting noise. The hum has gotten a little louder, and we are now on the final switching stage. I don't know what it's called, but it would be the equivalent of the connector switch in step. Here we dial the last 3 digits. The next 2 digits, select the line. And guess where we are? This is the sound of the subscriber's phone line, which we're just sitting on. What a weird way to do things. We haven't even dialed the complete phone number. It's done a busy test on the 6th digit. And if he were to pick up the phone right now, he'd get us. Now let's dial one more digit, and the ringing will start. In between each ring, you'll hear that same hum of the subscriber's phone line, though it won't be as loud. On this next call, I'm going to dial a 742 busy line, and you'll see that it gets the busy signal on the 6th digit. I'll be dialing a 742 number normally. The 7 and the 4 will be absorbed, the 2 will go to Port Royal, the thousands digit will make that unstep-like connecting noise, then the next 2 digits will select the line which is busy, and the busy tone will come right on. Thank you. And now let's call that same phone line we called and sat on before and make it ring with a double ring. After recording Bowling Green, I, of course, had to go back over to Port Royal. It had been 2 years since Dave and I had been there before, and there was some chance that the phone there would be recordable now. Even if it wasn't, I was prepared to stick a microphone up to the phone just to get some of that interesting-sounding office on tape. Well, as you've probably guessed, there was no longer any payphone in Port Royal. So all we've got on tape is that recording which you've heard already. Fortunately, however, we still have the Hague NX2 on tape recorded by Dave and I in 1976. Another cool part of the Tidewater area, and that's next.